This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Palka. The White House is warning Americans, be prepared. The task force dealing with the coronavirus crisis for the country says as many as 200,000 people could die from COVID-19. That is with American social distancing. But it can be avoided if virus mitigation continues. The group says peak numbers of deaths will come over the next 2 to 3 weeks. The USNS Comfort has arrived in the U.S. state of New York to free up hospital beds in a city desperate for help. New York City is largely considered the epicenter of the U.S.'s coronavirus outbreak. The ship is just one of many military assets deployed to help the national response to the virus. The Army Corps of Engineers helped turn a convention center into a temporary hospital for nearly 3,000 patients as well. The Comfort and the convention center are for non-coronavirus patients to make room for contagious COVID patients in local hospitals. U.S. stock indexes tumbled at the open on Wednesday as investors fled to safe haven assets following dire predictions on the U.S. death toll from the coronavirus. World markets also fell on Wednesday as the pandemic ensured an ugly start to April. Reuters reports traders headed for the safety of government bonds, the dollar, and gold as evidence continued to mount that the virus was sending the global economy into a deep recession. Tokyo's Nikkei slumped 4.5% after the worst plunge in factory activity in almost a decade. We have more coverage of the coronavirus pandemic for you on VOAnews.com. You can go there for the very latest. This is VOA News.